You're listening to Talk With Us, a podcast where we chat about what's on our mind
and what's blowing up on the internet. I'm your host, May.
And I'm your host, Quan.
And you're listening to
Talk With Us. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. It's me, your girl, Quan.
And your girl, May.
And you are back with Talk With Us.
Talk With Us, guys.
How everybody's doing?
We hope you guys are doing wonderful out there in podcast land.
Yes.
We are doing fine on this cloudy day.
On this beautiful Saturday.
Yeah, it's a beautiful Saturday. It's cloudy, but it is beautiful, y'all.
It is.
It's beautiful. So we welcome you guys back.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you again for joining us on another podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Quan has been kind of busy herself.
I have.
She's been doing her little thing, you know, life, you know, job, work, and that's life, right, y'all?
That's right.
You know how it is. You make that money some kind of way, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to do that.
So, but anyway, we're glad that she's back with us. And yeah, Quan, what are we going to do today?
Actually, May, you should tell them, because today, y'all, we were doing one of our episodes that we supposed to have been done, but it didn't work out too good. So we are, you know,
kind of a redo.
Bringing it back up.
A redo. Yeah, because I had actually went solo that day.
Yes, because we was talking about, May was talking about the incident that happened in Buffalo. But it didn't record, right? So we are doing it over for you guys.
Y'all, all that hard work. Y'all, I was proud of myself.
I know, and it sounded good, but it didn't work
out
right.
I was hitting on everything. You know what I'm saying? I was hitting y'all. I was doing that. Y'all was going to be proud of you, girl. You know what I'm saying? For going rolling solo.
She was solo.
And then the thing didn't even...
It didn't record right, y'all. So we are redoing it.
It's like, you know, you got this big show, right? And you be practicing, everything go perfect. And then when you actually do it, you know, it's just like you didn't record anything.
Nothing.
So it's just like that. Like, why? But
it's
anyhow,
okay.
Right,
it's okay.
Like,
we're going to do it now.
I'm not mad at it because you know why? We get another opportunity.
We get another shot
And to come to you guys and to shine again.
That's right. So we're going to.
Yeah.
So today's topic is on the incident that happened in Buffalo.
Yes.
And we're going to touch on that. We're going to give y'all our opinions and feel free to do the same.
I definitely want feedback. I want feedback because I want to know what you guys think about it too. You know, as our take on it and what we say and the question that we throw out to you guys, we want to know, we want to get feedback from, do you agree with us or no? You know, it's just our opinion of things and facts, the matter of fact of the whole thing. And
Right. So we ain't going to try to rub people the wrong way, but, you know, this is our opinion.
Right. It's our
freedom
opinion.
Freedom of speech.
Yeah, pretty much, you know, but no, we're not trying to like rub anyone the wrong way. But I don't think there's a wrong. Well, we'll get into all of that. So, Quan, let's go ahead and let's do this thing. OK. All right, guys. So by now, I'm sure everyone have heard about the Buffalo shooting, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a story that's been plastered all over the news. Okay, well, it's this 18-year-old white male, okay, decided that he was going to go to a populated black place, okay? Now, the day before, okay, let's get into let's do a little backstory, okay? This guy had been evaluated a day and a half, okay, because he had planned to actually shoot up his school. Okay, or a school.
Mm-hmm.
But he changed his mind about that. And I don't know, because there was a lot of black people in there, or wasn't enough of black people in there. I don't know the situation on that scenario, but I do know he was going to shoot up a school. He had been accumulating guns, but he said that his parents didn't know anything about the guns and stuff that he had been accumulating in his room.
Mm.
All right, so... noted, he had been evaluated a day and a half and, you know, about why he wanted to do things like this. And I'm pretty sure, you know, if this kid said he wanted to shoot up a place, that's a red light, Quan.
Yeah, it is.
Because no normal person is going to tell you, I want to shoot up a place, right?
Nope.
Right. Okay, more than likely, your first instinct is, well, let me get the police involved for just in case, you know, at least they can watch this guy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, nobody does that. And the guy, you know, goes on about his daily life, whatever that may have been. But my thing is, he was planning, okay? Just before the release of his anger, to say, he released something on Google, and it was a whole list of writing that he had done, and it was about white supremacy, okay? His thing was, why he was so angry, was because he feels like the white race was being diminished.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's crazy, but you know what though? If you think about it, it's
kind of true.
Kind of true, but not true. You guys know what I'm saying? Okay, but still you don't do this kind of stuff. Still.
You don't.
Even though, he was saying that, you know, the white race was being diminished because you've got interracial marriages where you have biracial kids. They're non-white.
Yeah.
You have immigration coming in and all these immigrants or whatever he wanted to say was coming in into the States and everything and, you know, mingling with Caucasian people, which Spanish would produce folks. Non-white children.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And anything that wasn't pure white coming from two white people or Caucasian people, then they were non-whites in his eyes. Okay. Which made him very angry. And he was just like a KKK kid. Okay. Yeah, not an okay kid, but a KKK kid. All right. So he gets this notion, well, I'm angry about it, so I'm going to eliminate some of the problem. Well, he thinks that black people were the problem. So he Googled where the most black people would, you know, be populated in this area in Buffalo. And it was this store called Tops. It was like a supermarket, a little grocery store, if you will, where people of color always shop there. Even blacks would shop there.
Yeah.
But the majority were black people that shopped at this Top store. Okay. So then he decides, okay, this is the day I'm Googling everything. I'm preparing myself the day before. And then the next day he would carry out his hateful mission.
His sinful mission.
Yes, his hateful, sinful mission. And he went live with this. Mm-hmm. He said that, and he also invited anybody else who wanted to join him to join the party, so to speak.
Wow.
Yeah, they say it was like he was in a video game, but he was actually shooting live. He was shooting people.
Real people.
Real people. The oldest victim was 86 years old.
Oh, so sad.
She had just came back from a nursing home from visiting her husband, make sure that he was all clean shaved and, you know, in fresh clothing. And she went to stop by the store. And that was the last day
that was sad. That she was spent so sad
on earth. I mean, it was so sad.
It was.
There actually was 11 people injured. Well, I'll take that back. Let me do this like this. There were 11 people shot. 10 of them died.
Mm.
Only 2 people survived out of this. I will respectfully name out the people, but I don't have their names here with me. But I do know, and I did read the story, and I'm not forgetting anybody. But out of all the victims, including the 2 that were shot and survived, our hearts go out to your family. We are deeply, deeply sorry for what happened. And we just, you know, sometimes, you know, you just can't find the words to put together.
You really can't.
In situations like this.
The only thing you can do is say we're going to pray.
Yeah. And ask God to have mercy.
The only thing you can do is pray for them.
Because we know that these people are hurting. The community is hurting. The friends are hurting.
Yep.
All because this person felt like their race was being wiped out.
I wonder why he felt like that. Like, why?
All right.
Why?
Since we give you a little detail on that. Now, let's get into this. Okay, Quan, you say you wonder why he felt like that?
Yeah.
Because, and this is the true fact. Okay, black men, our black men, Quan,
mm-hmm.
Fact is fact. A lot of our black men are with Caucasian or non-black women.
True.
Okay. Now, it doesn't seem pretty much to bother any other race, but it bothers the white race. I put the white racist people.
Yeah, the racist ones.
Yeah, the racist ones. Because this does not involve everyone.
No.
And I'm not saying that everyone.
We're not tying you guys to the bad ones.
No. No, 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 no. Every white person is not the same. No.
No.
Okay.
They're not.
But there are some racist people who just cannot stand any other color in this world of people. They can only tolerate their own.
Yep.
But this is the situation. Black guys have a lot of biracial families, blended families out there. Okay. And a lot of white people, and more likely, sometimes it's mostly men.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly the white racist men that
have a problem with
that's
it.
Got a real problem with this. Okay. Because they seeing these kids as little black people.
Because that's how they identify mm-hmm. them.
Yeah.
Black kids.
Most identify, right. even though they know that they're biracial, mm-hmm. but they can identify more, especially if their skin tone is darker.
Yeah.
They can identify more with, you know, black. But do you think the reason why this young man was so angry was really because he was angry at the black men?
It's a possibility.
Because when
was.
You look around, I'm pretty sure he see more black men with white women than white women with black men. I mean, I'm sorry, than black women with white men.
Yeah.
So my thing is, he probably, that probably really just irritated him a lot. And to see all these biracial families, blended families, beautiful families they are. But this angered him to the point where he felt like he wanted to take revenge. And he did.
But at the same time, it's no excuse.
No excuse for
no
it.
No excuse.
I don't care if half of the population was turning black or is Mexican or whatever. That gives you no reason
to go take
somebody's life. Because the life that you took was
it
a friend.
It belongs to you.
It was a mother. It was a sister. Okay? It was somebody that supported people. It was a church member. It was somebody that cared and loved these people. And you took them away.
So my question is,
do you guys think that his anger was built upon the black men dating outside their race and what he would think is taking their women?
I think it's a possibility that he was angry, because when you look at it, it's all on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And when he looked, he see a white woman with a black man and mm-hmm. all the little biracial kids.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a possibility that he was angry because of that.
Right, because he said...
And I'm pretty sure the group that he got in probably was, you know, and angry too.
Right,
and,
because he said it, interracial marriages and immigrants. Interracial marriages, you know, more, it's going to produce non-white kids, okay?
Yeah. So
the majority is producing non-white kids. And I say that like that because it's only like, out of like one in, I don't know, 20 that may come out very, very fair-skinned, like Meghan Markle or something like that. You know, because she's very, very fair-skinned, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they still see her as black.
But you still identify her as black, okay?
Yes.
And that's non-white. If you're not coming from two white people, then you're non-white in this person's hatred eyes.
So my thing is,
yeah, he was angry. I think he was angry more so with the black men. And he just took it out upon the black people in general.
Yeah.
I mean, older women.
He didn't care who he was killing.
Some of them was stopping by just to make, you know, get last minute things to make a dessert for a picnic they was planning. You know, just think about it. You know, didn't have any idea that this crazy, demonic man would come into that store and do that
day. The thing about it, he was what, 18?
18.
18 years old.
But I partially blame also.
18.
Oh, and then this right here. How about he was going to take his own life after the police did get there?
Oh, but he didn't.
But he didn't because they talked him down. Now,
that is
get
so
this.
Not cool.
Get this. Police are able to talk this man who just killed 10 people and wounded 2 others. But they were able to talk him down from taking his own life.
Yep.
Okay.
Walked
but
unharmed.
He didn't have any signs or things coming to him telling him all before this, don't do this. I highly doubt that. I think that he ignored all the right things that were trying to stop him before this day came.
Of course
but
he did.
But he totally ignored that.
Because he already knew what he was going to do.
Uh-huh. He knew he wanted to do it. This was, yeah.
To kill African-American people.
Exactly.
And he did.
Exactly, and he did. But do you think, you know, like when you're on a pathway to doing something, you know, you got a conscience, right?
Yeah.
And you'll be like, my conscience feel me. Don't do this. Don't do this. So I'm saying, he didn't have a conscience
to stop him. No.
But then he had a conscience to listen to words coming to him to not take his own life.
I know, right?
And he listened. He listened to that because he could have very well, he knew. I mean, this man is crazy. This man know he just killed 10 people and wounded 11. But for all he know, he killed everybody that he wanted to.
Yeah.
Okay? But yet, the police is able to talk to him and calm him down enough to make him put the gun down.
I didn't understand seeing the pictures. He coming out unharmed, no scratches, no bruises, nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
But he's still walking out. He alive.
He alive. But on the other hand, we must say this. If that would have been a black man.
He did.
He wouldn't have had time to shoot himself.
No.
Because they would have shot him first.
Mm-hmm. They wouldn't have tried to talk him down.
They wouldn't have tried to talk him down.
They would have went ahead and killed him. I mean, the truth is the truth. It's the all truth. In your face.
And it wouldn't have made a difference if he would have been black, because he still would have been wrong for doing this. But yeah. it just shows you the different circumstances when it pertains to somebody of another color.
Yep. I mean, it put it all on TV.
Because this guy still is alive today. But if he'd have been black, he wouldn't have been alive today.
Look at all the black guys who didn't lost their life from the police.
Mm-hmm.
From, what, selling CDs or whatever. Mm-hmm. How he
Or thinking it was combs in their hand, guns in their hand when it was just a phone or a comb or... You know, guys selling cigarettes and putting chokeholds until they died.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
You know, that guy. He was
George Floyd?
Yeah. And because he was selling CDs or something like that. And, he was put into a chokehold until he lost consciousness and he died.
But this guy can go but there this guy and shoot got a up gun, a store.
Shot up and killed 10 people.
And walk out of there with his life.
But he still walk out alive.
Now, he may get life in prison, but he still got his life.
Mm-hmm. And we don't condone nothing. I don't care. I don't care if this guy would have been the darkest brother in the world. He still would have been wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that take a life like that, I don't care what color you are. But it just goes to show you there are different standards. There are different standards. Because they were able to talk him down. Even though this kid know, okay, I done took these people live. And yet... I want to take my own because I don't want to face any consequences here.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
You're going to try to do the coward thing.
But then they were able to talk him out of doing that. And he listened. He listened.
That's just crazy.
I don't. But then let me tell you about this. It was okay. Let's back up a little bit. As he was in the store shooting, there was a woman. I'm sorry, I can't call her name. But she managed to call 911. And she said she was behind, I think up against a freezer or something, but she was trying to lay as flat as possible. And while he was down in the aisle and he was just shooting and she was just praying that he did not see her. Okay, she managed to reach 911, Quan.
Mm-hmm.
The operator, she was whispering, of course. You know, somebody in a store shooting, you don't want them to hear you, so what would you do? Whisper.
Yeah.
So she was whispering that it's a shooter in the store and she was giving the address and everything. The operator told her, "Why are you whispering?"
Oh, goodness.
Yes. She said, "But I can't talk loud because he's in here shooting." And she was saying something about, you're whispering and I don't understand you, whatever. And she hung up the phone.
Wow.
So the woman actually had to call her boyfriend to call 911. And that's how they got there.
I hope. They put the phone up, get fired.
Oh yeah, they said
she needs to lose her job.
Oh, they definitely saying that she's gonna lose her job because she said, "But why are you whispering?" But that wasn't the situation. In the case somebody calling you, you're 911 dispatch. I don't care if they're all whispering. You get the information you need. But they're whispering for a reason.
Yeah.
No, anybody in their right mind. I don't care if there was somebody in your home breaking in. And you get in a safe place, you're still going to whisper because you don't want that person to hear where you're at. Because if they hear you, bam, you're gone.
You're gone.
So anyway, that's what she had to do. She had to hang up and call her boyfriend and whisper to him, "Please call 911. We're in this store."
Well, I'm glad that he didn't see her and I'm glad that she was able to do that.
I am too, because she said if he'd have saw her, she knew that she would have been dead. And so she was just praying that he don't see her.
That's scary. That is
because,
so scary.
And how about this? He actually pointed the gun, I guess because he was just spraying bullets. But he came across one Caucasian person. And he said, "Oh, sorry." And dang, let the person go.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You knew that was a hate crime.
Mm-hmm. He actually pointed the gun at a white person that he saw. But he said, "Oops, sorry." And the person, he let the person go.
Wow.
Because that person was white.
That's sad.
Yeah. So he had so much hate in his black heart.
For African
people. His heart was
people.
Black.
It was.
It was black. His soul is vile. He is the pit of disgusting hate.
That's all what it was. You can't sugarcoat that.
I wonder what his parents think.
I'm pretty sure
there's nothing
they don't know
that they can say.
I'm pretty sure they lost for words, probably.
I know they can't say this. He was a good kid. You know how they say.
No, they better not try to say.
Oh,
that.
He was a good kid. I don't know what got into him. No, no.
It's just sad. And this is the thing. This is something that, you know, African American people gonna have to deal with for the rest of their life.
Right, and it's some, you know, right now saying that they're afraid right now because
they should be. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't really go out and enjoy yourself no more because you never know where a crazy person is at.
A crazy racist person.
Exactly. And you're going in the store to get some groceries and you don't know if you're going to come back out.
Right, you don't know. You know, and just like, you know, any given day, sad, you just say, well, I'm going to go shopping today. Yeah, but you don't know, somebody could be in there who just despise your color.
That's something I just don't get. Like, why? Like, we the most hated race
in the whole world.
In the
whole entire world.
Why?
And I don't understand.
I mean, we don't have what, you know, half of the Caucasian people have, but yet they still hate us.
Mm-hmm.
They hate because we black.
And guys, and
like,
don't
get that.
Okay, and don't get us wrong, guys. When we say the Caucasian people, we mean the racist ones, okay? This is directly to the racist people. Racist people. Okay? Let's get that clear. Racist.
Yes.
Okay?
Just
how
them.
How can you hate somebody?
Because the
when
color
God
of
made us all. Okay, God gave us the color that we were gonna be. But how can you say that we're not people? We aren't worthy because we're black. Not based on character, but just based on skin color. You don't think that We're of value, but we are. I am. Quan is. We're valuable because God made us.
Yeah.
Just like He made every other race. But what took place in Buffalo is a heinous hate crime.
And I hate to say it, it's gonna be plenty more. Ooh. I hate to say it, but it's gonna be plenty, plenty more. Because
there are a lot of racist groups out there.
He
white
is not
supremacists,
the only one.
You know, standing up for white power.
Yep.
Or whatever. Yeah.
And he was only 18 years old. Think about that.
And he invited others, if they wanted to join him, as if it was a party.
Yep. And you have some younger than that hate black people.
It's just
And then the older they get, the more hate they're going to feel. And they eventually going to do something. They'll do something.
I'm going to tell
copycats
you this.
Copycats are copycats.
Mm-hmm. They are. But the soul that does this to other people, it's a special place for you.
Hell.
It's hell. This young man has made his home hell. Even if he's alive right now, walking in the flesh.
Oh, he's going to get it in
hell
prison.
Hell is his home.
He going to go through it in prison?
Yes.
And he going to go through it when he dies?
Oh, yes, he is. Mm-hmm.
That if he don't, you know, repent.
You know what? I highly doubt. Mm-mm. He's not going to. And because he had the hate that driven him. It wasn't that somebody did something to him. It wasn't like somebody stole something from him. He was mad because he felt like the white race was being wiped out. He didn't know these people from Adam. Yet, he thought he took it upon himself to say, let me get rid of some of them. And why? You're going to get rid of what? 10 people as if you're going to help the world, the white population. So it was just a disgusting hate crime. Sad. Thing that happened, and these people are now funeralizing.
It was uncalled for.
Yeah, and they are already starting to like funeralize their loved ones, and you know it's just so hard right now because I seen the woman of the 86-year-old daughter, and she was like, you know, you took my mother away from me, and she said she spent the last Mother's Day with her mother, and said she took pictures with her mom, and she said she just can't believe that. That's the last Mother's Day that she would have had with her mama. And it's just so sad.
It is. You just lost for words.
I mean, sometimes you just can't even find words. Y'all, it's hard for me to find words even right now on this podcast, you know, to speak about. It's just devastating. And I'm just sorry that it happened. And our prayers do go out to all families that's been touched by evil in some type of way. I don't care if they're black or white. Spanish, whatever. If it's been touched by evil, I am sorry. And our hearts are going out to you all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Quan, do you have anything you want to add or say?
Only thing I just want to say is that we all just need to stop and pray.
Mm-hmm.
Just pray for the people that got hate in their heart.
and guns just, in their hands.
Exactly. Just pray, pray, pray.
Because Quan, really,
when you're going out, you never know if you're going to return home. You never know who you're going to run into. You never know, you know, where's evil.
Right.
You don't know that. But
you don't know. Could be standing 2 feet behind you in line.
Exactly. So you just, you know, when you leave your house or when you're in your house, just always have God with you.
Yeah. I always, we always pray before we go anywhere. We always, when we get in the car, I don't care if it's just to the grocery store, we're asking God to be with us.
In the car.
In the car, along the highway. It doesn't matter. We just ask God, God, be with us when we're going out and when we're coming in.
That's right.
Because you just don't never know. Mm-mm. Because it, there's no way, there is no way they're going to get control of the guns.
No.
The guns in the hands of the people in the world. There's no way. There's no way, Quan.
Nope.
They can take the gun. It's criminals with guns right now today. He was a criminal with multiple guns.
Yep. How did he get all them guns?
Yes. But he was accumulating guns. And he also had some body armor. Because the officer that he shot fired back. I don't know what did he. But anyway, it didn't penetrate. So he had some body armor on. So, you know, he was well prepared in what he was about to do.
Yeah, he was.
And how do you know that the crazy person, you know, that you're driving next to, you know, I'm sorry, the person that you're driving next to isn't a hateful person who's got a loaded ammunition?
You don't know that. You don't know.
So it's just best to pray at all times.
That's right. So to all the listeners, keep God with you.
And pray for the families out there.
And pray for the family. Pray for everybody.
Yeah, they need prayer.
Even pray for him.
Yeah, pray for him too. Because
ask God to touch him too.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Even though we say, he is condemned because by his actions and the hate, he was already condemned when his heart turned black.
Yeah.
You know, but I pray for his family because I'm sure, they are
lost for words and they lost for words and don't know what to say, just like everybody else.
Yeah. But to all the listeners out there, if you're feeling some type of way about people, talk to somebody about it. Don't take actions in your own hands. Don't destroy families. Don't do that.
No.
Don't do that. Because you're just bringing a world of hate down on people and their loved ones when you do stuff like that.
Exactly.
So
I always say, if you didn't make us, then you have no business on trying to take us out of this, you know, this earth.
This world, right. Right, because look at it like this, and this is for everyone. God made us all.
God made us, and he's the only one.
And he don't make mistakes.
He is the only one who say, and when our
time
is up.
Mm-hmm. It's in nobody else's hands.
So please stop it.
Stop with the gun violence.
Stop killing each other.
Stop
that
it.
Go for everybody.
Everybody. Everybody. Black on black, white on white, black against white against black, Latinos, Spanish people, whoever.
Everybody. Stop it.
All right, Quan. I think that pretty much sums it up for today.
Yeah, we just want to give y'all our opinion. And
I would
hope that y'all, some of y'all don't take this in the wrong, you know, way.
Mm-hmm.
So we just, you know, giving y'all our opinion.
And me and Quan, right. Me and Quan, we do like to laugh, you know. We like to laugh. We don't want to be bringing stories like this.
No, but when it's, you know, when something like this happened, then you have to speak on it.
Yeah, you do. You
and
do.
I don't like to talk about stories like this, but it just was too much.
Because, you know,
too much.
Yeah, this was beyond too
it's
much.
It's something
right
that
now.
You really can't keep quiet.
Right.
Especially being, you know, an African-American person.
Right.
You can't keep quiet.
No, you can't. You cannot.
You so got to say something.
Yeah. You know, we had to bring it because, you know, we about happy stuff.
Yeah.
We about happy stuff. Like, this is summertime. Y'all kids just got out of school.
Yeah.
Graduation.
The joyful,
is happening.
Joyful thing.
You know, and it's going to be a lot of summer kids out doing things, and we want them to be safe. We want everybody to have a good time.
That's right.
You know, so be safe out there.
Please do.
Watch your surroundings. Take notice of things. See something that don't seem right? You know what to do. Call for help. Call 911 or whatever. But just be aware of your surroundings.
Yeah.
Because you just don't never know.
You don't. But on that note, we're about to wrap it up.
Okie dokie.
Hopefully you guys, you know, enjoyed the
episode. Podcast episode today. It was on a serious note.
It was on a serious note.
Yeah, this is a serious podcast.
Like we said, if you have any questions, just hit us up.
Yeah, or some feedback. Please, I want to know. Please send us feedback, okay?
Voice messages, just let us know how y'all feel about this.
Hit us up, y'all. We love you guys out there in podcast land. And we hope that you guys stay safe. Thank you for listening to us. As always, be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
No stress. And just live and take it one day at a time.
One day at a time.
Yeah.
That's right. I am your girl, Quan.
And I'm your girl, May.
And you have been listening to Talk With Us.
Talk With Us.
Bye, guys.
See you guys. Peace, love, happiness.